I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny read a text earlier today. As you mentioned then, it's great when we get all the information. You got something on your nose right there.
Oh. I told you I'm trying to eat from those yogurt cups without...
It's still there.
It's still there.
You've got
without using spoons.
Your nose. Yeah.
So I bang it on my nose and my teeth to try and get it to fall out of the cup.
That's a...
Is it gone?
Yes. Let me see. Yep, all
okay.
gone. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Anyway, so back to this text. Some nice mother from the 650 wrote, "My son and I have listened to Sarah and Vinny for years while I drive my son to school. It would be so amazing if they could wish him a happy 16th birthday tomorrow." That's today, October 7th. "Between 8:05 and 8:20. Please, please, thank you."
So they texted in five more times that very same message.
And did they?
I said, "We already did it. And you didn't give us the son's name."
Yeah, we don't.
So
have
she wrote back and said, "The son's name is Nick."
Nick, happy 16th birthday!
Happy birthday, buddy!
Happy 16th birthday, there,
said
Nicky.
It would make his day.
Well, I hope
happy
we made
birthday,
his 16th
Nicky.
Birthday. That's great. Go get your license, please. It really helps your parents out. Maybe
unless you're trouble, and then it's not going to help anybody out.
Then it's bad. Then you should really,
mom and dad will never sleep again.
Yep.
They don't want to pay that insurance, do they?
Oh my God, it's worth it. I'm like, get out. I'll pay the insurance. Go. all right, let's do this. This is the album charts from Billboard. These are the big albums of the country at this moment. By album sales, I mean actually streaming numbers. They have some weird calculation where I don't even know how many physical copies of these. I will assume, though, that the Beatles record sold some physical copies. I'm betting you that people bought the deluxe version and had all kinds of extra stuff with it.
Oh, and Vinny, people were saying that the reason they think that Beatles have gone up is because of the movie you were talking about.
It is the movie that I watched over the weekend. Is it called? Yesterday. It really is. It's a love note to the Beatles. Mm-hmm. There's no question that while the Beatles have fallen out of popular airplay in general,
right,
this movie's all about how their songwriting's incredible, and it's endless. Song after song after song, you can't believe what those guys were able to accomplish in, what was it, 6 years?
Right, not that long. They were together and then gone before you even know it. People put out a lot more music back in those days, it seemed
like.
I think that there wasn't as much money attached to touring, but they were prolific in those very short years. They reissued Abbey Road, so for the 50th anniversary of the release of it, and it was like a deluxe, all these remixes and stuff.
Says years active 10, 60 to 70.
Oh goodness.
Still very short.
Very short.
Considering the output.
Right. So Abbey Road did hit number 3 this week. It's the first time it's been in the top 10 since 1970. It sold 81,000 copies. People went, all right, I think I'll pick that up. Sounds good. So reissued for its 50th anniversary. And so Abbey Road, the Beatles album, sold 81,000 copies for third place. Back down at number 10, it's a little Tekka. That makes me think of Brynn. He loves little Tekka, those
That's
braces.
Right.
Come on.
Did you see Brynn's post from Vietnam?
Oh, my God. It looks like a nightmare.
It does.
The roads look scary.
So he's on Instagram, Brynny Boy, BrynnyBoy. He's just showing a random dude crossing the street holding this little girl. And it's like a game of Frogger Extreme. Mm-hmm. It's the guy stops, he looks, he moves, he goes, and then he arcs across.
So that wasn't Cameron.
It's unreal. No, that's just some random.
Oh, I didn't look closely enough. I assumed that was someone in his family trying to.
If it was someone in his family, it wasn't
him. I
thought
it was Brynn, too.
Let's look.
And then I wondered, who's taking that?
I didn't even look that closely.
Video.
I just was watching the oncoming traffic and
with
going,
all the,
whoa, crazy.
The little cars
mopeds.
And the motorcycles. Yeah, mopeds everywhere. It looks so incredibly dangerous.
Let me look at that.
Frightening. You just thought it was some random dude?
I think it's a random dude. All right. I don't reckon, but it is the right size child.
And I was thinking, Anita, let him do that?
I know. I mean, you can't believe it. And then there's another shot that he shows where he's looking down the street. First, there's some kind of gross food. Uh-huh. And then he's looking down the street, and there is just, it is nonstop. And everyone is looking to kill someone. I mean, it's crazy. Even you see the taxi going across the street, he can't do it. It's crazy. Yeah, Vietnam looks like it. So I think it's Ho Chi Minh City. So he was wherever he was. All right, so We Love You, Tekka. That's number 10. 35,000 copies or copy equivalents of that. Let's hear a little Tekka. Oh boy, he is mean. At number 9 is Lizzo, 'Cause I Love You. 37,000 copies of that. Young Thug has the number 8.
Real quick, go ahead. CBS this morning did a really sweet interview with Lizzo.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. It was just nice. And she went back to one of the schools she attended. And
a whole
just
piece.
Superstar. Yeah, she just was so lovely. Really
she's
liked
her. She is a good vibe kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems totally positive. Mm-hmm. And Jerome!
And Jerome!
I mean, come on. So at number 8 is Young Thug, about 39,000 copies of his record, So Much Fun. You don't have that one? All right. Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? 39,000 copies of that for number 7. Debuting in 6th place is somebody named Whiskey Myers. I'm going to guess Whiskey Myers is a country guy. I'm just guessing. I'm just going to guess. Let's have
one. Oh.
Yep, I was right.
I like it.
It's a self-titled album, and it sold 42,000 copies. Whiskey Myers. Let's hear a little. No? No.
Yeah, they're calling him Southern Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Southern it does
Rock
have that, right?
All
right.
Group from Texas.
Taylor Swift's Lover sold 57,000 copies for 5th place.
Did you see her on SNL?
I didn't watch it yet. Did you
what?
See it? How was it?
I did see some highlights. Fine.
It was a good host, too. I forget who was hosting.
It was Fleabag.
Oh.
Oh, the Phoebe
Waller.
Yeah. Yeah, three
something.
Names.
Yeah. I was reading some reviews of it this morning, and they said there were some pretty funny things where she plays this like horny redneck dude or something.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the ladies they were in a bar, and they're horny. Four horny redneck ladies and trying
she was
to pick
a lady?
Up on a guy.
She looks like a dude in the picture I saw. I was like,
well,
right.
They all do. They're all pretty rough.
Horny rednecks. Woo! Debuting in 4th place is someone named Kevin Gates, and the record's called I'm Him. It sold 70,000 copies. What's he saying? Make a couple bands by my lonely?
By my lonely?
Make a couple bands by my lonely.
Uh-huh. Oh, I had to make a couple bands by my lonely.
Yeah.
Hmm. At number 4, that's number 4 in the debuts there. The Beatles hold the number 3 spot with Abbey Road, 81,000 copies of that reissued 50th anniversary of Abbey Road.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free.
Post Malone's Hollywood's Bleeding is number 2, 124,000 copies of that. I love him. This is a great song. And debuting in the number 1 position is DaBaby. And an album called Kirk, 145,000 copies of that in its first week.
Mm.
Ah, it's great. No wonder it's number 1. Jesus.
Yeah.
So much better than every other song that sounds just like this. Super. So that homeless opera singer that you've been talking about for a week or so, she just did a gig in Little Italy in L.A. She does not have a violin yet, it seems. She's waiting to find the right... Sorry, I guess, when you
I
have
thought
a,
someone donated one to her.
Yeah, I think she was like, I'm not playing that. I'm just going to sing the song.
That one's not nearly as good as the one I lost. Is that what she's saying?
Basically, she's saying, let me see if I can find the exact quote. So anyway, she is already on her way to booking gigs, belting out her song to the back row. She played,
I'm not saying it's her, but there are people who... You give something to someone and they go, that's not what I want. I want cash.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like,
how dare you?
How dare you?
Her name's Emily Zamorka. She went viral from a video of her singing in a subway. She performed Saturday night in downtown San Pedro for the historic Little Italy sign unveiling and festival. It was flooded with reporters and cameras. Everybody wanted a glimpse of the soprano. And they say she did her thing, which apparently consists of one Puccini tune for now. And not that there's anything wrong with that, says TMZ. She got a lot of applause. She thanked everyone for having her out, did some interviews with local media. And I guess there's some guy, Joel Diamond, he's a record producer. He's the one who wants to do the EDM opera crossover stuff. Let's see. She also said she has not accepted any new violins from people who've offered, saying, I'm waiting for one special instrument to fall in love with again. Mm-hmm. And she apparently has not had that.
Well. Yikes.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, look, you know.
Look at what?
People want what they want. So they're remaking everything. It does seem to be the theme. Why has no one remade Gilligan's Island?
Why?
Didn't they do like there was some kind of Gilligan's Island contest style reality show, wasn't there? For a minute?
I don't know. I thought it wasn't say like they did a reunion. I feel like there was a reunion.
Well,
there
probably
point.
Were, right? A lot of those people are dead now.
Yeah.
But given the current state of the, you know, entertainment industry, it seems like Gilligan's Island is a no-brainer. And now they're saying Lloyd Schwartz, he's the son of the late Sherwood Schwartz, the legendary creator of Gilligan's Island. Did Sherwood Schwartz also do...
Like Brady Bunch, bunch of those little things. There was The Real Gilligan's Island, which was a reality television series that aired for two seasons, and that was about 2004, 2005.
So no direct reboots of like a scripted Gilligan's Island. Now Lloyd Schwartz is saying he's very close to getting a movie of Gilligan's Island ready. He predicts it'll happen within the next 5 years. He says, I'd like to see a large movie. I want shipwrecks and volcanoes and things. And he has some casting in mind. He'd like to see Steve Martin as Mr. Howell, Beyonce as Ginger.
Oh, Steve Martin as Mr. Howell. Beyonce as Ginger.
Jeff Bridges as the skipper. And as Gilligan. Any guesses?
Andy Dick. I don't know.
That's funny. He wants Kevin Hart. So good luck.
Oh.
He says he's little, so the skipper can call him Little Buddy. And he just has that every man kind of attitude.
I don't like it.
Give me a percentage. Chances of this thing actually making it.
Zero.
Zero.
Oh. Zero.
But, you know, that's how...
Zero?
The idea that people want to make a movie, I get that. Mm. Getting one made, though, is another thing.
Well, maybe when your last name is Schwartz, it's slightly easier, but... You know, rounding up that dream cast, I don't know. Though, if they do get it, I just seriously doubt Kevin Hart wants to be Gilligan. Maybe he does. I don't know.
Well, let's see how his career is doing, or how he's doing.
After
we haven't
all
heard
the physical
too much
therapy.
About his recovery.
Guy blew his back apart in three places.
Yeah.
I mean, yikes. Forget Gilligan, just like, you know, walking around again would be good.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese got a lot of crap for saying this stuff. He said Marvel movies are not cinema and said he hasn't seen them, but he tried. He compared them to theme parks and said it isn't the cinema of human beings trying to convey emotional, psychological experiences to another human being. Among the people who were mad, everyone who starred in Marvel movies.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn said, Martin Scorsese is one of my five favorite living filmmakers. I'm outraged. He says, I was outraged when people picketed The Last Temptation of Christ without having seen the film. I'm saddened that he's now judging my films in the same way. It says he hasn't seen them.
I also read that he immediately followed that up with another text or tweet because... He suddenly realized, this is the guy who got himself fired when they looked into his history and found old comedy about, what did he do that got
James
him fired?
Gunn, I thought he was at Me Too cancellation.
No. He was a guy who'd been doing comedy about pedophilia.
Oh, yeah,
and like,
yeah.
I mean, I can't even.
That's right.
I can't even say because I didn't read him, but I remember he was fired from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
And the whole cast campaign to get him back in.
He's a guy who you'd think would put down Twitter, first of all.
Forever.
After having had
put
that
it
happen
away.
To him. But after he tweeted what you just wrote, then he wrote, I'm not trying to compare our films to anything about Christ. Like, he suddenly had to backtrack and clean up everything.
Because nobody wins on Twitter.
That's what I mean. So here he is. He makes a statement, and then suddenly he's got to follow it up. And I just thought, James Gunn, what are you doing?
There was an article that came out last year that said he was fired from family-friendly Walt Disney Company due to a number of sickening tweets that resurfaced, including jokes about child rape, pedophilia, and molestation, as well as AIDS, the Holocaust, Mexicans.
Mm. Right. Those and his are comments, not right. Well, his He's comments back, on it were, I was trying to do, you know, I was younger and I was trying to do comedy and it was
so You're failing.
Right. Whatever. Why would you go back to Twitter after you finally got your gig back?
I would never get on there again. Never again. Why can't people learn that lesson?
I don't know.
There's no I don't know why hope they can't. On Twitter. Sam Jackson also had stuff to say.
Twitter's down the street, too. That's so funny.
Dude, but they know it, too. They're like, it's Twitter. We don't even know why people are still on us. That's their tagline. Boy, come here to get your ass kicked. Come on in. The water's fine. Sam L. Jackson said, that's like saying Bugs Bunny ain't funny. Films are films. Everybody doesn't like his stuff either. So everybody was jumping up and defending Marvel. It's not cinema. Joan Osborne was at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. She collapsed during the last song. She made it through her whole set, and I think she was doing One of Us, actually. And she just faltered and started. She sort of ended the song and started walking off the stage. As she was walking off, she collapsed. It's just the heat. Her bandmates led her backstage to get attention. She commented on the incident while retweeting a San Francisco Chronicle story about her collapsing. I guess I did collapse. Sounds so dramatic. It was a little bit of heat stroke. I'm fully recovered. Thank you all.
Mm.
Yeah, there's some shots of her being let off. It's But don't worry. She'll be fine. What if God was one of us?
Ever saying it was about 85 degrees there.
We used to play that song.
Hardly ever.
Like oh, right. That's right. That's what I meant to say.
Hardly ever played that.
God, I feel like I never once heard it.
I was always calling. Gretchen, hello, could I make a request?
You were bored back then, and you had a phone.
Right.
The owner of a California wine business was sentenced Friday. This is in the Varsity Blues.
Yeah, the hammer came down on this person.
It really did. Much worse.
I don't know the name at all, like the wine company or his.
His name is Augustine Junius.
You know that wine?
I don't.
Anybody?
Know. Is that what it's called?
I do not.
Well, it's got to be after called? His.
Junius.
What else would you name it?
Augustine Vineyards or something. He's a San Francisco guy. He pleaded guilty in May to fraud and conspiracy in a deal with prosecutors. He is the fifth parent to be sentenced. He was arrested before the deal was complete. His daughter was not admitted.
Oh, no.
So apparently he paid $50,000 to get her ACT adjusted and to try to get her in as a water polo player. And they say he's actually one of the only ones who did both, like paid to get scores done and paid bribes to get into the school. Like most people did one or the other.
Oh, well, is that why would he got so much?
It must be.
What would stop you?
Let's see.
You've already gone there. You're there. You're cheating your kid into school. What's going
to
stop you?
There it is. $50,000 to rig the ACT score and I don't know if in addition to that there was a bribe to the University of Southern California, but that's the only figure I'm seeing here. His sentence includes, let's see, he got 5 months in prison, a $100,000 fine, and 500 hours of community service. It's a lot. The prosecutors had pushed for 15 months in prison.
Wow.
That's the longest term they've sought so far. Lori Loughlin hasn't been in yet, though.
Oof.
Let's see. He's among few parents that are accused of pursuing both angles of the scam. And they said his dual involvement merited a lengthy sentence. I don't know how much he'll wind up serving. Other sentences have ranged from 14 days to 4 months, fines between $30,000 and $100,000. So he got it. There you go. He pleaded guilty, though, so maybe that did reduce it somewhat. And that is all I have time for. I am out of time, Vincent. What is coming up in the news?
Man surprises guy with a gun, gets shot. after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:36, Monday morning. Monday's of the day. The new Johnny Mosley podcast comes out. You can find it at RadioAlice.com, radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts from. Johnny Mosley podcast, new episode today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft and Floracraft Sammy Annual Sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at Floracraft.com. So the Raiders won in England. Congratulations, Vegas. And the Niners played right. Of course. It was
nice,
a good game.
Vegas. Nice.
Way to go, Vegas. And the Niners play tonight. Monday Night Football, everyone. The undefeated Niners take on the Cleveland Browns. Should be fun. I'll be there. Will you?
You're not going to be there?
No, I mean, I'll be there watching.
Oh, right. No,
no, I would. I can't. Are you kidding?
I'm sure I will see some of it.
Please.
It's on at my house. It's...
I would be driving around the parking lot at 4:30 going, this is a mistake. I should be at home. I cannot.
What parking lot? Don't you mean you'd be trying to find street parking?
Sure. Whatever.
2 miles away?
This is a mistake. I got to go home.
Right.
I already feel... You know what? And I'd even be going, I feel tired already. Yeah. And then I'd get home and go, I can't sleep. Can't win. I cannot win.
No, you'd be all keyed up from your drive.
Right.
Don't do it, Vinny. Just watch the game on television.
Right. Exactly right. So my first story is women should go out with friends twice a week for better health.
Really? Twice a week?
Twice a week.
Seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot.
Well, it turns out that they, you know, most women say, I don't have time for that.
No.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I do see friends on the weekend for sure, but during the week I am a hermit. I'm not going anywhere.
Hanging out with the girls like every, maybe once a month.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, you're good for a lunch usually, you know. Mm-hmm. Say you're hanging out at the Bay Club or something.
Yeah.
Come on over.
Yep.
One of the psychologists behind the study reported that women's overall health and well-being is improved when they get together with four best friends twice a week in meetings where they do things, including drink beer, gossip,
talk
about their rivals.
Oh, ooh. They got like a rival gang of girlfriends? We're the pink ladies. They're the ruby slippers.
That's a preferred topic, talking about their rivals.
Well, it is fun to talk about other people. There's no question. When I get with my girlfriends, we are dogging on someone.
Doing these things makes make women socialize, drink, and laugh together.
Yeah.
Health benefits include faster recovery time from illness, a stronger immune system, a decrease in anxiety levels, and increased generosity levels, which makes women feel better overall. But they also note, this is the part researchers also noted, that only 2 out of 5 women can actually go out with their girlfriends even once a week.
Right.
Even less if they have a family to care for.
I'm going out with my girlfriends. Although we have a couple things we do every year. We usually, the five families get together for at least one getaway. And then my girlfriends and I always go shopping that 1 week a year. So
yeah,
twice a year.
Good.
I'm good for twice a year, not twice a week.
I think that most people would want their person, if it's possible, to go do that if they can. Go chat your friends
John
out.
Has way more social
come back happy
time than I do.
There's nothing wrong with that.
John does he does at least one softball game a week, and then he's got his football dates, you know.
Well, right now at my house, time is super tight.
Yes.
I know yesterday I was pretty raw because she went for a long run. And then I see a coffee house charge come through on our Amex because my phone gets the...
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, coffee too? And I'm back here with the kids?
Well, I hope she picked you up some kind of latte or something.
No, nothing.
Oh, my God. You didn't get an acai bowl out of the deal?
Comes rolling in like around 1 o'clock. I'm like, what in the hell? She's all, your mom's here. What do you care? I'm like,
yeah, she's putting up with your mom all week.
No, that's not it. Oh. She was trying to say that my mom had the kids. I'm like, I had the, what the? Anyway, time's tight right now. But I definitely agree. You should go have your little chick chat time.
Sure.
Best for everybody.
Yeah. It's nice. It is good to socialize with people. We do most stuff with couples. Now that I think about it, even when I see my girlfriends, I'm usually also seeing their husband. And true. We're not going off and tired. Usually we have a, you know, nice four-way combo going.
Based so on the stories you tell, mostly it is your sort of group.
Yeah.
Group. Like you have your cards. Oh, you don't really see Maki anymore.
I see Maki. Not as much as I'd like to. Just, you know what? Since my brother and sister moved in, I have like one less day a week because I always give them one weekend night just for them.
Well, and then all the days, every day.
Most of the days also, right. So they eat up a lot of my time.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. No, it's great. We're having a great time with them, but it's, but for sure, like I finally, you know, on Saturday night, I'm like, I got to see Pat and Marianne. I've seen them forever. So we figured it out. My brother and sister-in-law were there. And,
That was the night you got super ripped.
One of the two nights I got super ripped, yes, was Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. You got super ripped Friday night, too, huh?
Yeah, I got
diet. Wow, look at you go.
I am a binge. It's terrible.
So
it's
much bad. For you trying to dial it back.
Dude, I try. You know, it's just like, I feel like people expect me to be drinking. They've known me all these years. Like, what are you, pregnant? Like, no, I'm just...
You're pregnant?
No, I'm just trying to slow my roll. Well, don't. Here's another drink. All right, if you insist.
We don't do shots.
I'm too old for shots.
A birthday surprise went horribly wrong after a man in Florida reacted out of fear...
To a surprise,
Christopher Bergen, 37, flew from Norway to surprise his father-in-law, Richard Dennis, age 61, for his birthday. So he flew all the way from Norway to Florida. After arriving at the airport at 11 p.m. on Tuesday of last week, Christopher Bergen, 37, who's married to Dennis's daughter, headed straight to Dennis's house for his planned surprise.
Oh, no.
Around 11:30 p.m., he arrived at the house, knocked on the back door, and when Dennis opened the door, his son-in-law jumped out of the bushes and went, roar!
And
that's when Dennis shot him.
God.
That's right. The father-in-law opened the door. His son-in-law jumped out of the bushes. And Dennis was startled, grabbed his gun, and shot Bergen straight through the heart.
So that's it.
The end.
He's dead. He shot his son-in-law.
They say here it was totally accidental, and they're actually saying here in the story, pray for this family. This is one of those accidents that you could never have expected, and yet,
oh my God,
there it is. The guy flew all the way from Norway
to meet his end.
To let his father-in-law know he cared about him and surprise him. And why the back door?
And why the middle? It's the middle of the night, the back door. You know the guy's packing heat.
And why the boo?
Why you got to jump out and surprise him? Why can't you just be standing there? Honest to God, what is this world coming
It to? All makes sense till it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't surprise anyone.
How many times in your own
guns
head
should never be surprised?
When you thought of something, it made perfect sense, and you're like, "This is going to be great." And then upon actually doing it, you go, "Oh yeah,
was dumb. Huh. I really didn't look closely enough at this.
I didn't see that angle.
You didn't run through all the possible outcomes.
Crunch.
Oh, that is so sad. My husband and my dad are super close, and I can totally picture my husband. My husband loves the prankster stuff. He jump out and surprise someone.
Well,
and
luckily,
my dad packs heat.
Oh,
yeah. They're big gun people.
Oh,
they're
I thought
Republicans in
it
Florida.
Would be like your dad with his fishing reel. I'll catch you, little rascal.
Yeah, no. Hucking beers at him? No. I mean, not that I think my dad's answering the door in the middle of the night with his gun, but I mean, I certainly hope not. But I'm going to go ahead and warn John. Don't ever surprise my dad. Wow. Because this is terrible. This is absolutely, I mean, not only did he just shoot his son-in-law, but somewhere there's a grieving widow who lives in freaking Norway of all places. At least she gets to move home. That's good. It's just, it's just horrible.
Really? You don't think she likes her life where she is?
It's so cold there. It's lovely. I get sick of that place. Come on.
There's an ice cream stand in Ecuador that just started selling a brand new flavor.
In Ecuador.
Ecuador.
All right.
What would you guess the new flavor of ice cream in Ecuador is?
Galapagos Islands flavor.
Guinea pig.
Oh, of course.
One of the ingredients is actual guinea pig
Isn't
meat.
Isn't guinea pig like the big deal there? They all eat the guinea pigs?
They eat guinea pigs in some South American countries, including Ecuador, often roasted with salt and served with potatoes and peanut sauce.
Sounds delicious.
This ice cream captures those flavors, and apparently it's
so
selling well.
So peanut sauce,
yes.
Salt, and meat, and ice cream. I'll try it. You wouldn't try that?
No.
What if it's delicious?
I don't want...
Listen, I would have ice cream that had bacon bits in it. I think that would probably be delicious. Like
okay,
salt and
so
bacon
let
bits.
Me just be clear then. I don't want any meat ice cream.
No
None.
Meat.
No Nothing? Meats. None.
Chicken cacciatore
nope.
ice cream?
I don't. Mm-mm.
No?
No meat ice cream.
Mm.
No.
I'll take bacon and ice cream. That sounds like it might be pretty good.
Well, you just said you'd take guinea pig and ice cream.
Well, listen,
so
I said, I'll try the damn thing. I mean, bacon is going to be delicious in there. I don't think I've ever had bacon ice cream.
Well, why would you? Because it's meat. Shouldn't go on ice cream.
It's all full of fat already. Let's put some more fat in there.
I would try it. It doesn't sound
You'd try guinea pig ice cream?
Yeah, I would try it.
Yeah, you would. Of course you would. Me and you would
if
try it
together. If I was there.
We'll share a cone.
I would try things if I was in the land.
Right.
Okay, sure, I'll
when
try
in
that.
In Rome.
But I'm not going to order it up.
Yeah. Unless it's delicious.
If
and then
Vinny,
I'll be like,
Vinny
yes, I'll take
a
more,
sample,
please.
I'd be like, all right, let me have a little taste.
But you have to be in Ecuador. You couldn't be...
I don't want to be here doing that.
Like at the Ecuador consulate here
just,
in San
just
Francisco.
Just think how delicious those
no.
frozen pieces of guinea pig meat would taste. Mm.
Oh.
I'm getting less into this as we talk about
in
it.
In fact, yeah. guinea pigs
Bacon,
are
though.
Featured in that show Fleabag that I started watching.
Oh, really? How
as
far
what?
In?
Oh, how many episodes did
I think
you
I
see?
Only watched one.
Oh, yeah.
As someone's pet?
Yeah, she's got one.
Oh. Does she do weird things with it?
No.
She is weird.
Well,
a weird
she's
person.
Weird, yeah.
That's why I asked if she does weird things with
well,
it.
Well, not that I saw. Not yet.
Let's hope that that doesn't happen. Don't do weird things with animals, people.
Sarah, you've often said to us it takes a lot of stamina to participate in an orgy.
Yeah, it seems like it would be a huge bummer.
Like you got to carb up or smell Coke or both if you can.
Smell Coke, yes.
Right.
That's I smell Coke, you guys.
What's that smell like?
I don't know. Gas? I don't know.
It seems like you really like the smell, though.
Yeah, well, I have had my times.
There's a pet hotel in China. Last week, there was a spontaneous cat orgy that broke out overnight.
Oh,
one
wow.
particular male cow wound up with five female cats.
Oh. They all went and heated. All these animals were not fixed?
He was so exhausted the next day, the staff had to put him on an IV drip.
Oh, boy.
Fortunately, he's recovered.
This is...
Where's
this?
I don't
buy
this.
This is a story
is
out
BS.
Of China. That's there was a cat
don't
orgy.
I believe it.
I just was, you know...
Put him on an IV drip, huh?
Because he,
did
you
they,
know...
Did they catch all this on... Is this on some kind of cat sex enthusiast website? That's
I don't,
how we know.
I don't
this
know.
Is BS.
Gross. It's not BS.
Do you ever notice that things like things that are total BS are always happened in China? Like, there's no way to check it. Mm. You can't call Beijing looking for confirmation.
Why would you need to? I'm telling you the story right here.
What's the source?
The next twist in the story is that the male cat is a pedigreed Russian blue, and the owners are hoping that their cats got knocked up. So the cats are like, or the owners... of the cats are like, man, I hope we
get some kittens out of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can go for $400 per kitty. Mm.
But if they're just like, you know, dump cats.
They're not dump cats. They're all...
They're all Russian blues?
No, it doesn't say that. I don't have pictures of the...
What's a Russian blue doing in China? I don't get this.
The story didn't come with photos. It just says...
Well, I do have a photo, but it's just the cat... laying down with like a smile on his face.
Oh, oh my. With a smile on his face, really?
He just got
okay,
it.
Okay, this story
he's
is
gray,
just,
he's beautiful.
He just got the business.
And the story is from the Daily Mirror.
Oh, so it's the Daily Mirror, Vinny.
What does that mean?
That means it's BS.
It's a rag. It's funny, though.
It's just a tablet.
All right. Well, I got to bring up is you next, and smelling is, Coke. Yeah, so
sure, there's that. Hooray. Is the next page over another story about Lobster Boy?
I don't know. Bride is upset at one of her bridesmaids. Let me ask you this. So if you get, because it took us a little while to get our wedding photos.
Yeah.
Which I, by the way, now I think about it, I haven't even looked at them yet.
Why would you?
Well, I was there, so there's that. That's one reason. Anyway, according to this.
Got any hanging up on the wall yet?
No.
You didn't frame one?
Not yet. What's your rush? Still the same year.
Yep, it is.
Anyway, if you get your wedding photos back from the photographer and it turns out there's like 50 pictures of one of your bridesmaids and her family members as if she completely hijacked the photographer and did a full-blown photo shoot off to the side, would you be upset or would you be like, well, we had the photographer anyway?
I'd be a little bit like, well, you know, sometimes that's a good opportunity to get some pictures. And I find that at weddings, it seems like they do pull extended family in to do like, we're going to just get everyone from this person's side of the family or whatever. If there were 50 pictures of that person's family and there were only 100 pictures photo, I mean, it might be like, here's your bill for your half of the photo shoot. Because photographers are not cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
And I might say, hey, listen, you're getting all these photos and, you know, it'd be great if you chipped in.
In exchange for your photos, right. Here's your photos, where's my check?
Right.
Or where's my cash?
Yeah, I want cash.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do? Were they all mad?
Well,
was there a fight?
She's posted that she's asking people, am I wrong to be upset about this? It was a small wedding on a small budget. And one of my bridesmaids hijacked the photographer for 43 of the 300 photos that were taken that day.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, look, I wouldn't be mad, but I would be like, hey, you want these photos? They're going to cost you.
The pictures are of her and her family.
I thought you were going to say, like, the photographer was obviously enamored with the bridesmaid and followed her around taking pictures
Dude,
of everything she did.
I took this girl out one time that I was dating, and this was in San Diego. And I
some brandy.
I was drinking at the time, but it wasn't
the problem that it became.
I wasn't there yet, but I was still fun time guy. So I'm having a great time, but I'm
the Karen?
Completely no, this was a different girl. So I'm completely there's a point where I got a hold of the camera. And I zoom in on the girl I'm dating's ass and I'm like I don't even think about it. I'm like, you know, she's so hot, and I'm watching her walk, and of course the family gets the camera and the video, though, later,
oh,
and is
no.
like...
Video, too?
That's what this was. It was video. I had the video camera. I'm like...
Oh, God.
You. So she goes, what is wrong with you, you stupid ass? I'm like, I didn't even think about it.
Don't they like that I'm so into you? Can't they see I'm just appreciating your ass?
Man, I'm dumb. God!
Well, you know, there have been clues along the way.
You'd think that I would have thought, someone's going to look at this. This is the camera going around at the wedding.
I am 100% not surprised by this story.
I'm
sorry to say.
Anyway, I am out of time, but I will read texts on the other side of the...
Sarah... And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.